It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a journalist looks at whether the rising salaries for college football coaches are worthwhile investments.
First, the Wisconsin State Assembly is taking up a set of bills today that would change the way food aid recipients get their benefits in the state. The Republican lawmakers behind these bills say they're necessary to crack down on fraud and waste, but opponents of these bills say they could increase hunger in the state.
Jesse Appoyan is here to break down the new legislation for us. She's a political reporter for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, big picture, if all this passed, what would change in the way people get food share and unemployment benefits in the state?
There are sort of four major changes, three targeting the food share program and one that deals with unemployment. So one of the changes would be all of the electronic benefit transfer, the EBT cards, would have to be printed with a photo ID for the person who uses that card, or for each family member who would be using that card. The clerks who approve those purchases aren't allowed to actually check the photos, and the bill's authors acknowledge that and is kind of hoping that this is something that could be set up to be more in use down the road. A second proposal would deal with replacement cards. So if someone is asking for, I think it's a fourth replacement card. Yep, after three replacement cards, after the fourth card, the participant would be notified that they could be investigated for fraud. And sort of with each subsequent request, it'd be a series of warning letters leading to an investigation for fraud. The third bill related to food stamps would just expunge any unused food share benefits from an account that hasn't been used in 6 or more months, and then the person using that account would have to ask for it to be reactivated in order to get back to those benefits. And then the fourth bill dealing with unemployment, anyone who deliberately hides information or provides faulty information in order to qualify for unemployment benefits would be barred from receiving those benefits for 7 years.
Before we get into some of the pros and cons on each of those, it's the overall intent here, the argument is there is significant fraud in these benefits, and the Republican legislators are trying to crack down on that. Is that the general reasoning here?
Yeah, that's the general reasoning. Also, even if it's small amounts of fraud, I think the general argument behind it is that in order to earn the taxpayers' trust, in order to earn the trust of the public, that these programs are being used properly and as they're designed. The Republicans who have supported the bills are saying, you know, we need to make these good faith efforts to show that, you know, we're looking into the way that programs are being used.
Now, with this photo ID, in effect, having photos on the food aid cards, we talked to one of the lawmakers involved in that, Jesse Kramer, a while back. As I understand it, we would need a federal waiver on the way that would be used in his original proposal?
That's correct. And I guess the hang-up on that one is that federal law prohibits clerks from treating someone who's making a purchase with food stamps any differently from someone who's making a purchase with, say, a credit card or cash. You know, so since a credit card or a debit card doesn't necessarily have a photo ID on it, and a clerk wouldn't be checking for that, the clerk then could not also check an EBT card for that photo ID.
And so this new legislation would still have the photo on the benefit card, but as opposed to the original legislation, now not require store clerks to confirm, to check that photo against the person using it.
That's correct.
And so it doesn't really make any change at present, but as you mentioned, this is something that maybe they would go for that waiver down the road, and then we'd have that photo ID in place.
Yeah, he did sort of suggest that this might possibly prevent some trafficking just by deterring people from maybe selling a card, you know, that wouldn't have a photo that matches. But I think the main goal is in the mind of the Republicans that, you know, maybe if a Republican president is elected and the federal administration changes, you know, that might, a new administration might be more likely to make a change to that policy at the federal level.
Talking to Jesse Appoyan from the Capital Times about proposed changes in food aid here in Wisconsin and unemployment benefits aimed at cracking down fraud. Well, you mentioned the trafficking of cards, and that's the main point, it sounds like, of the legislation you mentioned on the number of replacement cards. So the idea is that if, hey, somebody keeps wanting replacement cards, maybe they're selling those, trading them for something?
Yeah, that's the concern. And the Department of Health Services actually implemented that policy just as a pilot policy in 2013 So the DHS has already been sending these letters and doing this for a little while, but this would put that into law, you know, in case a subsequent governor maybe wanted to, you know, get rid of that rule.
And then finally, the unused food share benefits. So if I don't use my benefits card for 6 months, this just would freeze that account?
Yes. Yep. It would freeze the account. And then in addition to that, even if you were still using the account, any benefits more than a year old would also be seized after a year. And the idea for that is to, I think there have been a few cases of people carrying over large amounts of benefits from 1 month to the next, and it's not necessarily prevalent, but it has happened and is something that that bill's author wanted to target.
So we've heard the arguments in favor of these as we've been talking. Jesse, what's been the response? What's the opposition to this trio of legislation?
And the opposition is that these bills are designed to stigmatize poverty, designed to shame people who need these benefits. And there's concern, especially among people who work in, you know, organizations like the Hunger Task Force, that something like the photo ID bill could just make it harder for people to go, you know, go to the store, get these things. Maybe you send a neighbor to go, you know, get your groceries for you, and that neighbor can't use the card because they don't have the matching photo. Things like that. Just sort of putting up roadblocks that make it more difficult. The unemployment bill, the concerns there are that application process can be complicated and people can make honest mistakes, and you know, people are concerned with anyone being penalized for, you know, simply making a mistake on the application.
Right, and again, the idea there is that if you have misrepresented yourself on unemployment applications twice, you're basically out of the loop for a number of years, right?
Correct, yeah. It's a two strikes and you're out for 7 years. Now, the bill's author did say today that there would be some safeguards in place to sort of suss out, you know, whether it was an intentional fraud or, you know, the result of a mistake. So, it sounds like there will be some checks to make sure that doesn't happen.
So four pieces of legislation all told that we've been talking about, are they seen as likely to pass in the Assembly?
Yes. They have pretty broad support among Republicans. Obviously, it's a split on party lines, and Democrats are opposed to this, but they are in the minority, and Republicans should be able to pass it.
And then what's next out of the Assembly? Sometimes we've seen, and we're seeing that now, actually legislation make it through the Assembly. Not necessarily a sure thing, even though there's also Republican control in the Senate.
Yeah, and there hasn't been a whole lot of talk in the Senate about when these would be taken up, simply because there's been so much focus on what the Senate's going to do with a couple of other bills that it's looking at right now.
And let's briefly talk about that. There is expected to be some floor action in the Senate on campaign finance legislation, possibly today. Not today. What's happening instead?
Yeah, it sounded like they might have been on the floor today taking up the GAB redesign and the campaign finance changes, but they caucused and met today, and it sounds like they will also not be on the floor tomorrow. So they're still trying to win over, it sounds like, about four Republican senators who are either on the fence or haven't come around to supporting those bills yet.
And clock's ticking there.
Clock is ticking. There is a chance, it hasn't been said for sure, but there is a chance that they could end up having to call an extraordinary session if they do want to pass these bills in the next week or two.
Jesse, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jesse Apoyan, political reporter for the Capital Times, with us to talk about bills taken up by the Assembly today that would change the way food aid recipients get their benefits here in Wisconsin.